Here's how the Boston Globe's Bob Ryan began his remembrance of Don Zimmer, the baseball player, manager, and coach who died yesterday at the age of 83.
Quote, Don Zimmer was married at home plate at Dunn Field in Elmira, New York, between games of a doubleheader on August 16, 1951. What more do you need to know? End quote.
Zimmer was known here in Boston as a coach and then manager for the Red Sox for five seasons from 1976 until 1980.
But his long career began in 1949 when the Brooklyn Dodgers signed him as an 18-year-old rookie. At the time of his death, more than six decades later, he was still working in baseball as a senior advisor to the Tampa Bay Rays.
Glenn Stout is a sports writer and editor and the author of Fenway 1912, and he joins us now to remember Don Zimmer. Good to have you, Glenn.
Thank you very much.
So, Glenn, I love that Bob Ryan quote. It says a lot about Don Zimmer, married on a baseball diamond, pretty much devoted his entire life to the game. Tell us how you remember Don Zimmer.
Yeah, well, you know, he really did. I mean, he is one of those people that percolates through baseball history for more than half a century. I've written a number of books about baseball, and really, I think with the exception of the one about Fenway Park in 1912, Don Zimmer makes multiple appearances in just about every other one because he had a presence with the Dodgers and with the Red Sox and with the Yankees. He played for the Cubs. He managed the Rangers. You know, he touched just about half the number of teams in Major League Baseball over the course of those 66 years, and that's quite a legacy.
That really is. Before we talk about his history here in Boston, tell me a little bit about him as a young player. He was a really promising young player, tearing up the AAA League in 1953. Then he was beamed by a fastball. Players didn't wear helmets back then, so this was really serious, right?
Oh, it was incredibly serious. He spent 13 days unconscious and was hospitalized. And yet, amazingly enough, he came back the next season and actually made the major leagues. That's almost unheard of under any circumstance,
really,
and particularly with that. So, but it did cost him, I think, the opportunity to become a star. He was still a very good player, better player than a lot of people realize. But he never was able to fulfill the potential that he had as a younger player. But you couldn't get baseball out of him. And even after he retired from the major leagues, he ended up playing in the minor leagues a little bit. He played in Japan, and then he just segued directly into coaching and managing at the major league level.
So he was with the Sox from 1974 to 1976 as the third base coach. Then he managed from 76 to 1980. And that included that heartbreaking 1978 season when the Red Sox coughed up a 14-game lead late in August, then lost the pennant to the Yankees in a one-game playoff. So tell us about his tenure as a Red Sox manager.
Well, you know, it looks better now than it did for a long time because, winning over the last decade has soothed a lot of old wounds. But a lot of Red Sox fans, you know, my age and a little older, you know, really put a lot of blame on him for what happened in 1978. He deserved some of it, but the team was also racked by injuries. But then he did bury Bill Lee in the middle of the season, Bill Lee, who dubbed him the gerbil,
right.
And that was the cause of some controversy. But, you know, when you look at him now, you also have to give him credit. He won 90 games with that team three seasons in a row, and you can't blame him entirely for the fact that they didn't finish in first place either any of those years, because there were some other pretty good baseball teams, particularly one down in New York, that happened to be playing at that same time. So, you know, Zimmer had the good fortune of being with the Red Sox when they had some really, really good players, but they never had quite enough. And, you know, that was the story for every Red Sox manager for quite a number of years until quite recently.
Now, Zimmer goes on, and he had a pretty good run with the Yankees, where he worked as Joe Torre's loyal bench coach. And during that time, the Yankees won four World Series. Does he get any credit for that, I mean, as a bench coach?
Well, I mean, it kind of reconstituted his reputation in the game.
Yeah.
Because after Boston, he was kind of, even though he managed later, you know, with Texas and with Chicago, that would have been kind of the lead line in his obituary, I think, about blowing the pennant in 1978. Going out with the Yankees and going out with the Yankees under Torre with four world championships, you know, really kind of put a cherry on the top of his career, even though he ended up leaving the Yankees and finishing up with Tampa. You know, it allowed him to have a second life in baseball, a different identity, and suddenly he was this cuddly, beloved figure that you couldn't even really get mad at when he tried to, you know, knock Pedro Martinez down
That's
in 2003. You know, he apologized for it. He said that he was wrong. So it was hard to hold a grudge against Don Zimmer as he aged.
You mentioned that brawl with Pedro Martinez. I remember I was at that game. That was something. I don't think Pedro Martinez came out looking so well in that brawl either. But anyway, as you said, Zimmer said he regretted that moment. But despite that 78 debacle, despite being fired two seasons later, despite helping the Yankees win four World Series, he was inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame in 2010.
Yeah, and he should have been. I mean, you have to look at it that he was one of the more successful Red Sox managers over that long, long stretch where they didn't win, you know, any World Series.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to give him credit for that. You know, he was the manager of the Red Sox at the time of, you know, Fred Lynn and Jim Rice coming up, you know, two rookies who had their entire futures in front of them, and, you know, getting those guys through their first couple of years in the big leagues. You know, he was, you know, maybe not the perfect guy for the job, but he certainly brought the team and put them in a position to win, even though they weren't able to go right over the top.
That's Glenn Stout, author of Fenway 1912. He's been remembering former baseball player, coach, and manager Don Zimmer, who died yesterday at the age of 83. Glenn, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. Coming up, why write a letter? Author Nina Sankovic answers this question and celebrates the joys of letter writing in her new book, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.